It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and I'm happy to welcome Elliot Sumner to the station. Welcome.
Hello, Sky.
We're excited to have you here. The album, as well as Information, is the title of the album. You went and sought solitude. You spent like a couple of years pretty much away from everybody, and you didn't necessarily go into a writing kind of solitude. You just went out there, didn't you?
I moved to the Lake District, which is the north of England. It's wedged between England and Scotland. It's like living in Game of Thrones. It's very sort of isolating, very bleak, but it's insanely beautiful up there. So, yeah, a lot of people went to the lakes for inspiration from people like Wordsworth and Coleridge, and that kind of inspired me to go on this quest. And then after that, I met up with Clint Mansell, who's my favorite film score composer. And yeah, we were originally making a record together with these songs that I wrote in the Lake District, but we didn't get around to finishing it.
When you began working with Duncan Mills, you set about finding the voice and the songs and some of the idioms for what would now be the album Information, yeah?
Yeah, so I met Duncan Mills in London. Some friends suggested that we get together and just meet for a drink, and we just got on instantly. And I played him some songs, and he's really good at kind of fleshing out and finding the best in you. And he took a song called Come Friday and a song called Information. He said, I need you to write more songs like this, because this is a good skeleton for an album. That was kind of it, really.
Just hold it on. we were discussing earlier how the sonic applications, the sonic textures on this record, it was important even today for you to be able to reflect those in the performance of the songs here.
Yeah.
You had a keen interest in that part of this recording too.
Yes. I'm a huge admirer of German industrial sort of krautrock and like Kraftwerk, one of my favorite bands of all time. So there's a lot of influence in that, and I think, yeah, that like sonically, it's very important. It's as important as the songwriting. So it was necessary to have the full lineup for this performance, I think.
He also shared a passion for how do we make any synth and any electronic piece of technology work?
Mm-hmm.
How do we make them work for us rather than them enslaving us?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the process was, like, me and Duncan love drones a lot. Not the things that fly around and kill people, but the, you know, like, held notes, just for a lot of suspense. And we'd kind of build all the songs based on that, on drones and arpeggios and stuff. So that was a fun process.
If I stay here, I might lose a friend. I understand you were playing music really young, like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
When did you decide that career-wise you wanted to pursue this?
There was never a sort of decision, really. I guess it kind of just happened. I mean, I've always played music, and I got a record deal offer very early on in my life. Not sure if I should have taken it back then because I was very young, but I got to learn a lot when I was that age. But I've never consciously made a decision to do this professionally. I would never call this job professional. There's nothing professional about it.
What is your own personal drive as far as music, you know, of making music? You know, where's that coming from?
Well, I think I'm very lucky because I have an outlet, a creative and positive outlet for everything, really. I think a lot of people that don't really deal with stuff in positive ways, they'll get trapped and it will eventually kill them. So I think I use music as an outlet for everything.
Which are you more adroit? The number of instruments you're able to play or the number of languages you speak? I understand that you at least dabble in than a few languages.
They're about the same.
What's the number now? 5, 6, 7?
Well, yeah, I speak a little bit of quite a few languages, and I play a little bit of most instruments.
So are you keeping tabs? Is there any like abacus anywhere where it's, oh, I now play more instruments than I speak languages?
Well, yes, I'm sure. I'm a list obsessive, so I'll find lists of everything.
I followed you back home.
you're going to tonight, the Troubadour, and it's just such a great room. You're probably excited, you know.
I'm very excited. Yeah, I went to go and see one of my first gigs there. My brother was playing there when I was about 14, so it was like 2004.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was there at the gig, and it was awesome.
You've got a lot of resources, artistic resources and interest to draw from. Who knows where your music will go? We've seen two evolutions already. We look forward to where the road takes you moving forward, and we certainly enjoyed having you in here today.
Oh, I really enjoyed being here. Thanks.
It's Elliot Sumner on 88.5 KCSN.